Well, it's time for my thoughts for the evening. This week, I saw an article about a private school being proposed in Virginia. The annual fee is $65,000 a year, and it probably exceeds the budget of most parents. But that's not the most noteworthy thing. The educational methods are. Each student, based on a personalized study plan, spends perhaps 2 hours a day at actual study, directed by people called guides, not teachers, and they devote the rest of their day to life skills, financial literacy, or learning to ride a bike, something like that. The actual study time employs adaptive applications, and that's another synonym for AI. The initial plan covers children in the age range of K through 3. So the individual lesson plans, though the individual lesson plans blur the distinction between grades, presumably they'll offer advanced courses for older children based on what they've learned from schooling the younger. The article identifies the new private school as another generated by Alpha School, an institution that comes with what seem to be substantial credentials lately. The founder has nearly 1 million followers on Instagram who read her thoughts about the failures of traditional education. Her funders include donors who have excess capital from technical success and others who've made political capital from critiquing the current school system. The current system has obvious flaws, and many vying for public attention fall into that second category. Alpha is already operating 8 campuses, including one at the high school level. Alpha's guiding philosophy seems to be combining computerized coursework with Montessori principles. And with the advent of artificial intelligence, each student works at their own pace, monitored and inspired by the guides. The combination of individual training with the amount of data available through automation should help each student reach their best possible self, according to the theory. Alpha's website overflows with positive sound bites from staff and students. Well, at younger ages, this would seem to fit the needs of many students. Artificial intelligence would work with a basic set of settled information and adapt to any number of educational approaches to get that information transmitted. The idea that this can occur in 2 hours a day seems optimistic and leaves open the question of what happens in the rest of the day. The article did mention bike riding and financial literacy, two areas that may not require 4 hours of application each and every school day. But as I said, Alpha operates a high school, this one in Austin, Texas. At that level, information is less settled and basic. The high school insists on 3 hours of computerized work in the morning, leaving the afternoon for other endeavors. According to their website, afternoons offer flexibility for students to explore their interests across sports, arts, and entrepreneurship. Possibly, students with a keen sense of accomplishment and $65,000 a year would do that. My post-elementary education included 2 high school systems, one urban and one rural. By stretching the definitions to their broadest, you might describe what happened in non-class hours as sports, arts, and entrepreneurship. But other definitions were more direct, including in many cases some from the legal system. I sense that Alpha philosophy would encounter additional problems when not applied to the overcapitalized. The article mentions that the impact of AI on computer-based education hasn't been assessed yet. But the difference between classroom-based education and computer-based education has been studied, and retention sags in computer-based education. The question is really if AI can improve computer-based education, and how much. When teachers become guides, the duties sound like that of a docent. Will they have the same skill as in the classroom? the teachers in those high schools had a passion for the subject and for education, though that was admittedly variable. Some mailed it in, not unlike current computer-based courses, but some excelled at both. Now, I can't say I sailed through elementary school without incident, but I was able to navigate the coursework without too much difficulty. The easy voyage ended when I went north of sixth grade. Grade 7 and up required relocation from the local and friendly elementary school to the high school junior division. We didn't have middle schools then. The elementary school was small and nearby, and the high school was not. It gathered students from other elementary schools, covering a broad range of neighborhoods. I suffered from some culture shock. Additionally, the academics, too, became strange and illogical to my still-evolving mind. Mathematics made sense to me, but once the numbers became letters, as in algebra, that mind lost its suppleness. The algebra teacher, savvy and experienced, soon marked me as someone needing extra attention. In a class of 30-ish, that meant extra time and effort on his part, and he dug right in. A sports coach outside this classroom, he used a combination of coaching and instructional skills to get the material through the largely impermeable wall I had built. If this was a movie, I would have gone on to solve some great mathematical puzzle. In reality, his considerable time and effort got me through the course and gave me enough grounding to somehow survive future courses. I can't say we parted on excellent terms. Some of his coaching approaches were confrontational. But we parted on okay terms, and as the years passed, I came to appreciate the work he put into getting me through the course. I've run into many educators with that same level of skill and passion, and education requires skill and passion both in the instructors and in the students. Such educators are the first line of defense against educational elitism, the difference between those students possessed of $65,000 a year for education and those who don't have that advantage. That elitism, which already has a strong and dolorous influence on education, transmit to a sense of privilege in adulthood. I wonder if the adult alpha philosophy has some way of counteracting that trend.